make you a dam there, you know, and back your water up and make a fine place for your stock.
Uh-huh.
I have one right down here in my field, fine place for my stock.
Those are pretty good, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Is that new, or is that a new idea, or is that
an
old idea?
Well, there wasn't much of that going on when I was a boy.
Uh-huh.
We really had springs, or mostly, at that time, was dug wells, you know,
uh-huh.
See? And draw water off of your stock, or if you lived on a little branch or creek around a spring, there's lots of springs in this country. I can get in your car there and make a 5-mile drive here, and pass as many as 10 or 12, 15 dandy springs.
Oh, this is good.
In a 5-mile drive, you go this way, go north here for a mile and a quarter, turn east a couple of 3 miles and back to this highway, and come around 10 or 12 springs.
Boy.
Just running out of the ground, it's poor now. Yes, sir, just poor now.
Huh.
There's one right down here. Now, I'll tell you, we was talking about you going down here. I'll tell you what, while we go to that funeral, we'll be out there anyhow an hour and a half. You just go north here, your main road, just keep right on down north, and you go about a mile and a quarter, and your roads will fork. One will go right and one will go left.
Mm-hmm.
You take that right-hand road and drive a couple of hundred yards. It'll pay you to look at that. A couple of hundred yards, the first little house on your left-hand side. And just stop there, that's a good old boy, and if he ain't there, why, he won't care anyway. Just go down back of that house there, and there's a spring runs out there. It's wide as that man's truck bed there, and that deep just flows off down there, comes right out from under some big old post oak and white oak trees.
Huh.
You just do that. It won't be no, whenever you get down here to where the road's fork, that'll be about a mile from here.
Take the right-hand fork.
Take the right-hand fork, and the first house on the left, it ain't over 200 to 250 yards.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where that big fine spring is.
Uh-huh.
And you've already crossed three little spring branches.
Uh-huh.
And you just see how nice the springs are. And now the water just is clear and pretty.
Uh-huh.
It ain't no trouble to cross them. They're just about 5 or 6 foot across, and water just about that deep, you know. Ain't no danger you getting stuck in there.
Uh-huh.
And but this one spring, if you go around and look at that when I come back, if you ever seen anything beat that, no matter how dry it gets, how wet it gets, just throw the pour out under them big white oak trees there, 6 or 8 foot wide and 8 or 10 inches deep.
Yeah.
Just flows off down there. Oh, it's worth anybody's time to look at it. There are springs that I'm telling you about. Now down here when you first come to a little bridge down here, just a little bitty bridge, there's a spring on your left, got a jet system in there. Just across the hill on the other side, you can't see it from the road, there's three little springs. And then that's what makes them little branches, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful. Never go dry. They just run, no matter how dry the water gets, it just runs the same all the time.
Good water is hard.
Oh, that's your one spring. You go down there and take a look at that, and you'll never regret looking at it. I don't know of another spring in the country that's any better than that. In fact, not very many is good. Now, you take it east here. Let's see, there's one a mile and 3/4 east here. You go down into a little dip and off to the left, or half as far as from here to them trees over there, there's a spring. There's a spring that just bubbles up out of the ground. It's probably 4 or 5 foot across,
uh-huh.
And about that deep.
Boy, that's a good size spring.
And what I started to tell you, you can't tell where the stream comes into the spring. It runs off a stream about as big as a stovepipe all the time, the year round. And there's beads, bubbles. You can see it just bubble up there all the time.
Oh.
And boy, now that's something the right man ever gets a hold of it. It becoming a state.